Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's the 14th day of August, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. And this is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 66 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 78 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and starting to cool down. But we're going to have hot days. I mean, I know it's still August and even into September, but in the morning time, man, you go out there real early and you get just that little nip of fall in the air. Man, where in the hell did the summer go? Anyways, we're bound to be talking about Charlottesville, Virginia, and the riots and the war and the Civil War. Well, not quite a Civil War, but we are going to talk about it. I mean, they had the whole weekend. I mean, they did this on a Friday for a reason, so they'd have a whole propaganda weekend to give it every goddamn thing they got to try to do as much damage as they could possibly do. You know what? We're going to take this trash out in short order, and we're going to do that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Oh, okay, I was going to start with this video, but there, wait, maybe I pushed the wrong button. No, I see no video. Maybe Laura come help me real quick. Because I did want to, let me see what this is about. It says, Laura says, she must have a quick solution. There we are. All right, now, we all know, you know, Friday with the Charlottesville, Virginia, production that was put, before us. And, I mean, you even supposedly got a woman killed, and you got neo-Nazis, and you got communists, and, this is supposed to mean something to us. We're supposed to pick a flag. Which flag are you gonna pick? That swastika or the hammer and sickle? And then we can all divide up and kill the hell out of each other and eliminate the only problem that this New World Order has in seeing itself have come to fulfillment. But, you know, even as early as this morning, you're seeing people, you know, coming, even, you know, you can tell that we have pushed out there. What I see, I'm going to tell you guys right out the gate what I believe happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. Now, they were going to take down a statue of General Lee, the Confederate general who led the Confederacy through the war. And as they've been removing monuments across the South. And this really has nothing to do with race or anything like that. These are communists. See, the communists come in and they remove your past, your history, and then they tear your country down, and then they build it back up in the image of communism. And not to mention that, you know, the particularly with the Confederate monuments going down, they want us to forget, because the people are starting to wake up and, you know, talk about the illegal so-called 14th Amendment, which turned us into subject slaves from masters of our own domain, from sovereign nationals on a par with the crown heads of Europe. That seems to tell us, no, you're just a goddamn slave, and this government lords over you. And a lot of people are going back to look at the Civil War, to look at the history. They want to put that history under a rock as far as they can, and that's the reason that it is one of their first marks. But make no mistake, they won't stop there. Because you got to go right back to the founding of this country. They'll be wanting to take down the ones of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, which, well, you know, to us, we understand who they were to. You know, it's been a lie from the get-go. But still, it is to remove the history so you can't go back and look at it. So it's completely removed from the equation, and any thought that this country belongs to us can be dismissed summarily. Anyways, the first thing I heard this morning on it, you know, I was going to tell you, yeah, what I believe happened there. Well, so you had these people come out. And they were just regular folks, and they're calling themselves American nationals. Ooh, wonder where they got that from. Good for them. But these were just probably 150 people who were going to come out, and they were going to protest them taking down that statue. They were going to stand against it as American nationals, not because they were neo-Nazis and they believe in slavery and all this horse shit. It was because it's history, and they understand what the communists are trying to do. That is the point. So this was going down. Well, look at this right here. Posted 7 days ago, 4.5 hour drive, just a thought. This is from Craigslist, sent in by Jalapeno, to make a point. This posting has been flagged for removal. Actors and photographers wanted in Charlotte. Compensation, $25 an hour. Crowds on demand. A Los Angeles-based public relations firm specializing in innovative events is looking for enthusiastic actors and photographers in the Charlotte, North Carolina area to participate in our events. Our events include everything from rallies to protest to corporate PR stunts to celebrity scenes. The biggest qualification is enthusiasm, can-do spirit. Pay will vary by event, but typically is $25 per hour plus reimbursements for gas, parking, Uber, and public transit. For more information about us, please visit www.crowdsondemand.com. If you're interested in working with us, please reply to this posting with the following info: full name, prior relevant experience as an actor, performer, photographer, brand ambassador, political activist. When are you usually available for work? A resume, if you want, optional. If you're a photographer, what equipment do you use? See, what's going on here, people, is, like I said, these people were going to come out, and they were coming out as American nationals. Oh, my God. Oh, pray it don't happen. You're not dividing them into two camps. That 75% are coming together against your notion of two camps and ready to squash your ass. And Mark was talking about this morning on the intelligence report on the micro effect. And he pointed out the fact that Virginia is a commie-ass state, and by God it is. But you had people standing up there as American nationals, not white nationals. When it was first reported, remember, they were calling themselves American nationals. And I got to believe that among them people were some black faces, some brown faces, Americans who were there to say, you're not going to tear down that statue because it's our history, and you're not going to take this country over with communism. And Mark hit the nail right on the head, you know, by saying that it was a communist state. But then he went on to try to portray it. There was no Nazis there. There was just the communist and good tax-paying people. Horseshit. There were good tax-paying people there. That's the American nationals who were going to go take a stand on this issue. But here you have your actors being hired in South Carolina. I mean, they were bussed in from everywhere. Now, they didn't need to bust the communists in because there's a plenty of them in Virginia. Make no mistake. But they did need to have some way to really screw up this notion of American nationals stepping up to preserve their history. So what this is what I'm going to imagine, and I have no proof of this. All I can go on is what I've read and what I've seen and what it seems to be. Now, I think these people got together and they were going to do a protest. They'd already walked with their torches and they walked over the monument the night before. And they were going to go, they had a march, marked where they were going to march. And so these communist police in Virginia, what they did is once the people got all gathered in their crowd, these American nationals getting ready to march, this is when the neo-Nazi actors in their regalia showed up. And I see these people on the street. And out comes the swastika. And here comes the bullhorn and the bullshit. And these people turn around. And I mean, I got to believe some of them just said, you know, F this, I'm out of here. And start turning, oh, they can't do it. There's a wall of police. What? Now, see, this is piecing things together because they'll never tell you the whole story all at once. You have to find it out as it goes along. You know what I'm saying? So then, as we're told, they were herded. So what you got is you got these actors, these coming in to make it look like these, all of a sudden, people, it turned from American nationals to white nationals, white supremacist nationals. Just with them, they probably had 50 people come in. There's probably 150 legitimate people there. They had 50 come in and they got up front with their flags. And boy, it changed that fast. And then their cohorts, the communist police in Virginia, in Charlottesville, they herded these people right into a huge crowd of communists that were waiting for them. Almost like it was set up that way. Now, I don't know about this guy who drove the car into the crowd. I mean, but speculation again. I don't know if he was one of the actors there or if he was just somebody who came along. What his reasoning is, you're not going to hear nothing about him. He's going to be a ghost figure until he disappears once and for all. And you'll never hear anything else about him. It's a production. He's probably an actor. He probably, when this is all over, they'll say he went to prison or they gave him the needle or, no, they won't do that because they called it second degree murder. But what I gotta believe from what I heard, this could have been just somebody who came there to protest the statue coming down. Now, what he'd looked at online, he might have been looking at Nazi sites and what might have you. I don't know. But I think it's altogether possible from what I've seen that this guy, this crowd, after they're being pushed into this crowd of communists that severely outnumber them. I mean, the ones who were up front, I mean, they brought the sticks and stuff because they aimed to have trouble. They wanted to have trouble in this. They knew what was coming. It was all orchestrated. And the ones that met them, man, they had clubs and shields and everything too. Wasn't that convenient? Anyway, so this guy here, I got to believe that for the people that came there, these American nationals who were the ones who were to be punished this day, on top of changing the notion that they were American. No, white nationals, it's a racist thing. It's a racist thing. It ain't about history. But I got to believe that they went through the equivalent of a gauntlet. You know, back in the days when the Indians would take a prisoner, when they'd be traveling across country, each village they came into, the prisoner, I mean, Daniel Boone, I've read books about him, and he had to run a gauntlet or two himself. But all the people of the whole village, kids and women and men and all of them would line up and get them a stick. And two lines, and you had to run down between them. You had to get down to the other end. If you went, got knocked down, now you had to start over. And they were hitting you with them goddamn sticks and spitting on you and kicking you. And once you got the other end, I guess you deserved to be in their village. But I gotta believe that these people were put through the equivalent of a gauntlet. Now, it might have been, I don't know, like I said, I'm just speculating because they won't tell us what really happened in Virginia now, will they? But maybe this guy got spit on, he got kicked, he got called every kind of shit dog you could think of. I mean, hard to tell what they did to him going down that gauntlet. When he got to the other end, he decided to take his car back through it. I mean, just in a fit of rage. I mean, I don't know how it could be much different than that. I mean, he could have been a plant there, intent. Maybe he did plow somebody. Who in the hell knows? Bottom line is, I don't really give a monk's fornication about the communist that was killed. And I don't give a shit for their phony neo-Nazi bullshit. The bottom line is the statute went, didn't it? That's what people are failing. I mean, nobody's talking about that. They're still removing our history. And again, they got to, with their, I mean, the money they spent on it, they got to turn it around from American National to white national. Well, there was a black lady on the Fox this morning. I was the political scientist talk nationalism in America. And this lady spoke, and we put it up on the site, and we're going to play it right now. Hopefully.
You may have heard over the past 48 hours a focus on white supremacists and violent extremism in the wake of deadly protests involving white nationalists in Virginia. But our next guest says there's a fundamental difference between those two groups, and that longstanding issue of nationalism in America is anything but clear-cut between black and white. Dr. Carol Swain, author of The New White Nationalism in America, predicted the rise of these movements 15 years ago, and she joins us now to explain. Professor, thank you very much for being here. I've been very interested to get your take on the events of the day. You studied this in 2002, long before, you know, President Trump or President Obama. You noticed something, a movement growing. What did you see, and why did it come about?
Well, first of all, what started me on the research in early 2000, there were some high-profile hate crimes where people went out and they were killing people of different races, and that was very alarming. And I commissioned interviews of 10 individuals who represented a wide spectrum of white nationalism. And what I came out with, I called it the new white nationalism because there was a new white leader that was well-educated, very articulate, who was not espousing racial violence or using racial epithets, but they were using the language of multiculturalism and identity politics to argue that white was like any other group, and that white people were being discriminated against, and that white people needed spokespersons. And I knew that they had the potential to expand because they were addressing issues that I think a lot of Americans cared about, but mainstream politicians were ignoring. And so this is very different from the old-style white supremacists associated with the KKK and the neo-Nazis. And what I think happened in Charlottesville is that you had the extreme right, the neo-Nazis, the Klans people, but you also had some of the newer types who call themselves the alt-right. These are intellectuals who are using social science data, FBI statistics, and science to support their argument. Yeah. And they say that they are white nationalists. They care about white people as opposed to white supremacists who would say that white people are superior to blacks and Jews and other groups.
Professor, that's really interesting research. And obviously James Alex Fields, who mowed down protesters and professed support for Nazis, is a racist. In your studies, when you talk about the alt-right and you talk about those that may have had grievances that they perceive, would you describe them as universally racist as well?
Here's what I would say, is that with the guy that mowed down the protesters, that he clearly was very angry. I don't know if he went to the rally with that purpose, but clearly he acted in a way that created violence. My understanding of the alt-right is that they're making the case that if black people have interests and Hispanics have interests, that white people have interests too. And they're making an argument around civil rights that I believe resonates with a wider population. And I called it the new white nationalism to distinguish it from old-style white supremacy. And I believe part of the solution is to open up dialogue and listen to what people are saying, because by shutting down dialogue, we are making it so that like-minded people are only talking with each other. And just coming out and denouncing white supremacy and painting everyone with the same broad brush does not solve the problem. There are black nationalists, there are white nationalists, there are Hispanic nationalists, and so we can't say it's just one group. So the president was correct when he said that there were many forces involved. Had the counter-protesters not been there, maybe the entire rally would have ended differently. And these are people who are aggrieved over affirmative action, immigration, minority crime, and just what they see as discrimination against white people. If we want to come together, we need to move away from identity politics and multiculturalism and focus on the American national identity. That's the only way we're going to be able to get beyond this.
Very well said. Professor, thank you very much. Professor Carol Swain of Vanderbilt University, we appreciate your insight this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty then. Now, what this woman is saying, we see it every day. And it has been a push. Let me turn this down a little bit. That's a problem there. Okay. It's falsely created. There are no white nationalists. There are no black nationalists. If we're all nationalists, color can't enter into the equation of nationalism. You're a nationalist because you were born here. You are a national of this country. You're an American national. And despite, what she put in there to try to all these nationalist groups have to get together, we do. We have to become American nationals. And I believe that the people that were there, that showed up for that rally were American nationals. And they weren't talking about the fact that it was a white thing with a Confederate war, that it was an American thing. It's our history. But they have to, they had to bring racism into it. They had to bring race into it. I gotta believe that some of the people that would have showed up for that, I think Dion had said that, he'd got a Confederate flag and what might have you. That they want the race divide so that we'll pick one of those goddamn flags. You could sit there and say, I'll never would join with the communists. But then you sit there and say, I ain't gonna join. I gotta be against the Nazis. I got to be against that swastika, so I got to go for the hammer and sickle. When we're sitting back here saying, no. In this country, to adhere to either one of them is blatant in your face treason. It's a crime against your own people. And the 75% out here are the target. They want us to kill one another because they can't control us. They can't control us through Nazism, through fascism, or through communism. We're rejecting it. Why? Because we, we have generationally, they have a couple of generations, no doubt about it, of communist indoctrination into this country. And you have the fanatics out there that have always been there, the KKK, the Aryan Nations, all this horse shit. But none of it can jive. It cannot stay on the same plane as the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights, we all have to be American nationals, period. Now, color of pigment of skin cannot enter into it, or it doesn't work. There can be, because if there's any other consideration, then you're just an American national, then there can be an exception. It's like the civil rights thing that she was talking. They try to, white civil, they're arguing about, no, we're not arguing about civil rights. Civil rights are government granted. They are not, we are talking about our natural rights that we are born with, enumerated in our Bill of Rights. And they're for everybody, or they have to be for everybody, or they're not for any of us. Because if there's any exception for any reason, then it fails. And we're living in the hell we're living in today. Is because it has failed, because it wasn't. What you think about the founding of this country. Everybody loves to bring out the Declaration of Independence. All men are created equal. And at the time that that was written, white people, black people, brown people were held in bondage by the very people who were writing these goddamn documents. It cannot work that way. Either you're going to say that, okay, nobody else, take the route of the goddamn Zionists, the Khazarian Jews. We're humans and you're not. So we have the rights and you don't. It has to be for every one of us. And I don't know which flag you people are going to choose. You're going to take that hammer and sickle. You're going to take the swastika because that's what they're telling you. You have to do. This is what they did during the phony ass lie of a civil war. What happened then is what's happening now. The people started standing up for their individual rights under the Bill of Rights. All the evidence says yes. This is what happened. They were issuing writs. And then when the Supreme Court justices told the president, Lincoln, that he could not do this, that it was violation of the Bill of Rights, the states could peacefully recede from the Union, and that the people's rights could not be taken away from them. They had no authority. Well, he just had them arrested and declared martial law. And we've been living in it ever since. And that whole phony ass episode of our people slaughtering one another. What was the end result? Well, the 14th Amendment. What the so-called 14th Amendment, where? we all become subjects to the government instead of the government being our subjects. And this move was made with zero authority to do so. It was a usurpation. It was in direct contradiction to the ninth article of our People's Bill of Rights. You just do not have the power to do this. But they wrote it down on a document, people, and they signed their name to it. And by God, they've gotten away with it up till today. And as our people start figuring this shit out, and I see more and more people talk, I'm an American national. I'm an American national. Yes, by God, that's what you are. Period. You're not black. You cannot be an African American. You cannot be a goddamn Asian American. You cannot be a Canadian American. You're either an American or you're not. You're either a national of this country or you're not. And if you're national, son of a bitch belongs to you. And it can, and your portion of it can only be taken through a due process of law as described in our People's Bill of Rights, period. So this whole notion that, you know, I put up the little article, you know, a message to Mark Kornke. It's because he was, you know, he was sitting there saying, well, it was these communists against these good tax-paying people. There was some good tax-paying people there, but there was also Nazis there. And the whole idea is to get the good tax-paying people to pick one of them goddamn flags so we can play this game all over again like we did back in 1865. So we can slaughter each other wholesale and then sit back and laugh about it. And at the end, one of them goddamn flags wins, and that's what we're under, people. No Bill of Rights. No people power whatsoever. You'll be under a fascist dictatorship or you'll be under a communist dictatorship. The bottom line is they're both our enemies. And any time that, I mean, like this whole thing, like I said, it was a production. There's no doubt in my mind that this was an absolute production. And it was done on a Friday. I mean, on the weekend so that they would have all weekend because we counter this shit so quick. We shut it down so quick. I mean, in the big equation, what are you really talking about here? I mean, all this, I mean, dominated the goddamn headlines, and this is all anybody's talking about. One person dead. Kelly Thomas was a person. James Boyd was a person. Eric Garner was a person. But you don't see no kind of big hullabaloo over that. I'm an American national being killed. It don't matter what color we are. This is a totalitarian occupation of our country. And we have to stand against it. And there's no coddling. I mean, I've heard Mark a few times saying, you know, the Nazi thing. He goes, Nazi. Yeah, Nazis. Nazis fucking suck, man. They're a piece of shit. They're collective garbage. It's totalitarian dictatorship. We will not have it in this country. Give up on it. I mean, this is what the movement, in the back in the olden days, I guess, man, maybe 30, 40 years ago. When you started militias starting getting together, you see them out there and they're neo-Nazis, you know, like they're trying to be goddamn Hitler youth and be, you know, all this stupid ass shit. Under Nazism, you have no Bill of Rights. No more than you would under communism. These people should have been took out then. As far as the Confederate monument and this idea of protesting, it's all bullshit anyway, people. They, you know what? I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. They took down the goddamn monument. They took it down. How should it have been stopped? Well, I guess you could use your imagination. Somebody signed an order to have that son of a bitch. Some contractor took the contract to take that son of a bitch down. Nobody thinks about this shit. Oh, we go out and just bang the signs and boy, we made a good effort and it's gone. Nothing's happening. Anyways, I mean, like, you know, we could talk about the monument. We could talk about the fact that, you know, there's no right in this country not to be offended. That's all there is to it. I mean, you could go with the monument they're putting up there with Crazy Horse, cutting it out. A lot of people, you know, that were Americans, white Americans, I guess you could go that route too. Black Americans were butchered. I mean, they had their families butchered, their homesteads burned down. It was a goddamn war. It was a war of ideologies, and well, actually, it was a war of conquest because the Indians were being taken out. It was being taken from them, just like they're trying to take it from us now. But I could say, I am offended by that. Take it down. Go to hell. That's history. And we're not gonna flush our history for the international communists so they can come in and say, well, there never was a United States. There never was a people known as the American people. I mean, there was just a hodgepodge of black nationals, white nationals, green nationals, and purple nationals. Horse shit. We're one people. And that what makes us one people is that goddamn Bill of Rights, and they know it. That is the only thing standing between them and world conquest. I tell you people right now, it is. Then you have Mike Pence, you know, talking about restoring democracy. We want democracy down in Venezuela. Anytime that we go to it, I mean, just like when we went through Iraq, we're going to put in democracy. This is not a democracy. This is a goddamn republic. And for us to be spending our fortunes and the blood of our youth to promote an alternate form of government in other places, go and conquer them. And instead of them setting them free, like we supposedly set ourselves free, we want to put them in democracy, mobocracy, you know, communism. We have to reject this. You know what? I'm turning the TV off. I don't care about your phony ass production. I mean, you can try to make a big to do out of one dead communist. It ain't don't mean shit to me. It really don't. And you can try to make a big to-do out of some actors or else neo-Nazis that came there probably to control the actors that they brought in their troop out there yelling, you know, their bullshit. I don't care. They are PETA. They make up 25% of the population, all of them together. I mean, that's another thing they tried to, you know, because you had the protests in Seattle, Los Angeles, okay, and boy, the cameras were out there and everything. This is a planned event, people. They're coming. Well, the communists, they're very strong. You're going to join with them. But the white nationals, I mean, if you're a white person, you want to go join with the goddamn Ku Klux Klanners or the goddamn neo-Nazis. You want to join with them. Get that flag. Let's kill each other. This is what they did back in 1865. And if we're rejecting it, okay? We want no part of it. You're not going to get the 75% of us that know goddamn better to kill each other for you. In fact, we're going to wipe you son of a bitches out. We're going to shoot your asses out of this country. And we're going to live in peace as American nationals. And we can live with each other so easy under that Bill of Rights because it is just. It gives us freedom and liberty to do whatever we want as long as we aren't screwing another guy out of his rights. Anyways, we're way past the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
pictures and putting them in a pen. And all she wants to do is dance, dance. Rebels been rebels since I don't know when. And all she wants to do is dance. The Molotov cocktail, the local drink. And all she wants to do is dance, dance. And mix them up right in the kitchen sink. She wants to do is dance. Crazy people walking around with blood in their eyes. And all she wants to do is dance, dance, dance. Wild-eyed pistol wavers who ain't afraid to die. And all she wants to do is, all she wants to do is dance. And make romance. She can't feel the heat coming off the street. She wants to party.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time, and that was Don Henley with All She Wants to Do Is Dance. It, you know, points out the government, you know, that what a criminal cabal it is. You know, going back to this... what they're seeing is they're seeing that American nationals, people are finally getting it through their head who they are. And you can't have that. It's got to be white nationalists. But if you have white nationalists, you claim to just be a white nationalist. Well, then you are going into the realm of the neo-Nazis and you're going that route. I have no problem with just being a plain old American national. Or they, when they talk about, well, these black nationalism, no, that's communism. That's the communist side of it, and the idea is for us to pick a side and kill each other. for them. This morning, you know, when I put up the thing to Mark, you know, I would much rather came up on his broadcast and said, hey, man, the National Socialists had also sent in agitators. It wasn't just, you know, some good people there and the communists. No, there was some National Socialists there to irritate, to aggravate, to agitate, to get us to take a side. And this is what they want. And if you address it in any other realm than that, I'm going to have to talk to you. And, you know, I would love to call into that program, but, you know, I'm not allowed up on the microfect. They don't want to hear my voice on the microfect because I came up when Joe McNeil came on his broadcast and said he supported Trump 100% and that we were unpatriotic, I guess, for not jumping in on this bullshit. And then now, you know, Joe's in there. Boy, it was all a lie. It was all bullshit. He's a Jew puppet and all this shit. But, hey, man. That's what we were telling you back then, Joe. But I put it up. I took his words and put it on the front page of From the Trenches. Said, this is what this man is saying, claiming to be a patriot. As long as we are under occupation, as long as that War Powers Act is in effect and our Bill of Rights, our common law courts are removed, there is none of it that can be said is okay. You can't go along with none of it. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You know, you and I, we both know this, all this, you know, more than like, you know, government ran, CIA ran, FBI ran, and we know they are the agitators and they playing this whole conquer and divide game. We have said this before, you know, but, you know, when you run into ignorant people who have the mindset, well, there's a black against white, they don't understand the conquer and divide. Yep. And you and I, we know this whole thing is they are doing this to the entire nation. And have you ever noticed, like, you know, it's always some black and white thing. It came down to, you know, a year or two ago with the stuff happening in Missouri, you know, in the Ferguson, black guy, white guy. I mean, it's just always boiling something in the summertime, man. And this one here seems like they haven't even, you know, just got away from this playbook, and people still haven't picked up on it.
Exactly, man. You hit the nail right on the head. Ferguson, Missouri. The same thing with the opposite twist. But I mean, when people come out, I mean, it's just like there's no way that you and I could go and say you are not going to remove that monument from here because that's our history. Bad or good, it's our history, and we don't want to forget it. We learn from our history. We become better people from learning the history, and not to mention that the very thing that they're putting up there, you know, the when they talk about the Civil War being about slavery, that's bullshit. That wasn't what it was about. We need to look at that history. We need to figure out and document and show people that was orchestrated to remove our rights, to put us under government control, to take our Bill of Rights away from us. And now they're finally at the ending stages where they're, you know, with the War Powers Act, where they've got our courts removed, they've got everything removed, and everybody's real pissed. So I should be mad at you, Dion. I should go kill you. You pick a flag, I'll pick a flag, and we'll kill each other, and neither one of us gets no Bill of Rights. We get to live under a totalitarian dictatorship. What do you say, brother? Dion must not want none of that.
Not I. I'm not I. You know, not me and me. But, you know, that's what they want.
Oh, hell
yes. You know, that's exactly what they want. They want the whole Roman, you know, the old Roman, you know what I'm saying, the Roman playbook. Because that's what the Romans did when they went in and conquered, like, the Goths and the Vikings. Did the whole conquering divide. Had them two fighting amongst each other. And they weren't fighting the Romans, who was ruling over there. And that's the same thing that they're doing now, you know.
Hell, that's what they did in this country.
People are not getting it.
This is what they did in this country when they conquered it the first time. You know, a lot of the killing of the Indians across this country was done by other Indians. You join this group under this flag, the British flag. Now we got this American flag. You join in with us and kill these people over here and kill your own people who had joined with the other flag. I mean, it's insanity because it's the same thing over and over, and we're failing to, you know, cop to it. The very idea that they want to remove your history should register with you somewhere. I mean, even if you know they portrayed it as a terrible thing, you know, slavery was ended. I mean, your average kid coming out of the indoctrination centers, when they look up and see a Confederate monument, what goes in their head? Oh, that was the war to end slavery. And so many years that was preached as a good thing, but it was all a lie. The thing is, people are starting to, because the totalitarian iron hand has come out of the velvet glove and is starting to come down on everybody. Everybody wants to know why. How in the hell did this happen? I'm supposed to be free. I don't feel too goddamn free. I feel like I'm oppressed. How is this happening? So they start looking back. You know, where did we lose track here? Where did we get off course here? And they go back and you hit that 14th Amendment. because you hear, see all the court cases, you know, that everything is a civil right. No, not civil rights. Nobody needs a civil right in this country. We got the Bill of Rights, and they are absolute, and if they're for every person, I mean, you cannot have this shit to where I'm better than you. I belong to the lodge, so I have rights and you don't. I'm a different color than you, so you have lesser rights. It cannot operate that way. It has to be absolute. I have to be ready to die for your rights, and you have to be ready to die for mine. And the nationalism, we are all born nationals, American nationals, and it doesn't have a goddamn thing to do with the color of your skin. If it has something to do with the color of your skin, you're not under the Bill of Rights. Because the point being born an American national guarantees you absolute equality and absolute standing within our system of law. Nobody can touch you. Nobody can shit on your rights. It don't matter what color you are. I'm a white man, but I'm not going to stand to see Dion's rights shit on, because I know Dion's rights are my rights. You make an exception for Dion because he's black. Pretty soon you'll make an exception on me because of how I comb my hair. You can't allow it, people. It's just it's crazy shit, but I'm telling you, this shows their desperation, people. The 75% of us out here, I mean, they keep have their tight camera shots, I know. They try to show you, oh, they put up their numbers. I heard today from the, right from Donald Trump, that, you know, this the lowest unemployment rate in 16 years he's claiming for his, when he was calling it a goddamn fraud and a lie during the election, when Obama was claiming it for his, when the whole goddamn thing is an absolute lie, because every once in a while, they'll come up and go, yeah, this is the unemployment number, and this is the real number. I mean, what the hell does that tell you? How stupid do we have to be to go along with this shit? Now, what are they trying to cover up? I mean, people are starting to, like I'm not starting hell, people have already seen that Donald Trump was a plant. He was put there to further the agenda without consequence, because if Hillary Clinton would have went in, man, I'm telling you, we'd have been going at it by now. There would have been no doubt in anybody's mind. But, the funny thing is that, you know, Donald Trump at heart is a communist. And now, but he had the game he played. Had to put these people like these fascists, you know, on his side to make, because they need the two sides to fight real bad here, people, to save their rich asses. But, you know, he had to, so now he's having to mollycolly back this way and back that way and trying to act like, oh, yeah, you're still my buddies over here, neo-Nazis. But, you know, it's all to further the goals of communism. I mean, it would be laughable. I mean, this is something that you would think, you know, well, this goes to show you what happens when you elevate the cults to the top. Pretty soon, the dogma they're putting out is just sitting there. You go, riff, come on. You're insulting my intelligence. It's laughable. Dreamer's deadline looms for Trump. And what do you think he's going to do? People, we're already up to 12:51. I really wanted to get into this, but you have the DACA coming up where it's a deadline where they're going to file lawsuits against Trump for supporting DACA that he ran, you know, his campaign on. He was going to end it. The first thing he was going to do is pick up that goddamn pen. That's why everybody went out and all these goddamn good old boys went out and voted for him. Because you can trust Trump. He's going to get these damn illegals out of here. And so they went out and they voted for him. And now it's, I mean, this whole thing, I'm telling you, people, what I see day to day, I mean, they've North Korea and all this horse shit and back and forth and nuclear war. This thing's falling apart on them. It is falling apart on them in a big way. What the communists pulled off there in Charlottesville, Virginia last weekend, I mean, that was a communist production. But it put them in between a rock and a hard place, because they put Trump in place for delay tactic. Because they knew that it was all coming down. And I know, and I've often thought, well, man, what the hell are they delaying for? What is their purpose? It's greed. I swear it comes down to just plain old-fashioned greed. They would have to stop stealing. If they started a goddamn war, they'd have, well, different people would be stealing. The stealing would never stop. But there are people who have got their hands in the cookie jar. They do not want to remove them even for a minute. They're piling up goddamn, they're sick in the head. They got more wealth than anybody could spend in 10,000 generations. They gotta have more. It's like a klepto. They have to take a little bit more. They have to have more. So now you have DACA coming up here. I mean, this thing just keeps getting better because deadlines keep being reached. And you know, people keep going, oh, hey, man, you know, this son of a bitch. There's some people out there right now going, you know, I went out and voted for this son of a bitch. He promised. He said, I mean, he looked me right in the eye. And he said, I'm going to get rid of every one of them. And boy, I'm telling you what, had he, it's something like, if every one of them were out of here, We would be. I mean, they could probably get away with so much shit you cannot believe. People would be ecstatic. They'd have money again because you're not supporting the another third world country on your back. I mean, even under their totalitarian system, you'd have more. And people would, I mean, they could probably get away with it a lot longer, but they couldn't be stealing. And the thought of getting rid of a slave labor force is just something they can't even, they just can't comprehend it. They can't push it one bit. The words won't come out of their mouth. It's like him now. I mean, he had no problem all through that election saying, well, first thing I'm going to do, DACA is out of here. And they're talking about DAPA. You know, what they do is they said, well, we had these children were brought here by their bad old criminal parents. And they had no choice in it. And so we put them through school. We took care of them. We fed them right up till the time. And now, man, they just don't know nothing else but the United States. And so as soon as they got DACA through, after Obama said 25 times he couldn't do it legally, after he did it illegally, the next thing was, we can't break up families. So those criminals who brought those children here as children and, you know, against their will, well, we got to make them legal too. And 3.5 million of them. And of course, the aunts and uncles, well, man, you can't break these families up. They got a right to see grandpa. We'll get him up here from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, wherever in hell he is. Let's get it going. Anyway, I think it's September. I can't remember what the date was when this thing is coming up. September 5th. September 5th, the lawsuits will be filed. Now, Trump has he's either going to have tell his attorney general, Jeff Sessions, to go defend DACA in court that he ran on as unconstitutional, illegal when Obama did it, or he's going to have to end DACA and go against the communist and his international billionaire buddies and start removing some of the slave force and removing the protections for them. It's going to just keep getting more and more interested in this American national. And again, without consideration of pigment of skin, because I see no consideration of pigment of skin in the Bill of Rights, is going to be sitting here just waiting for it all to unfold. I mean, these son of a bitches, I mean, the people that were there, they got suckered in. I got to believe there were a lot of people there that were with the right intentions. You can't take down our history. These communists are trying to remove our history. They're wanting to take our country over. I got to go down there. But I'm going to tell you people something. You got to quit doing it because they're just going to use it. It's like when they hijacked the Occupy. When they hijack the Tea Party, if you put it together and it's powerful, they're going to hijack it. They'll send in their goddamn agents, their agitators, and they're going to make it look like you're a goddamn something you're not. And it's not going to change a goddamn thing. Like I said, the monument came down. If someday, maybe people, it'll just dawn on them. You know, some son of a bitch had to take that contract to commit that treason for bucks. He said, I'm just doing my job. Yeah, well, your job is treason. You're committing treason doing that job, contractor. I got an issue with you. And I know it can't be solved in no courts. They've done proved that to me anyway. And then there's the son of a bitches that on the city councils or city boards that signed the piece of paper ordering it. Now, that's not a real big group of people that you should be afraid of if you are the majority in this country, if you're the 75%. And you're not going to be able to deal with them in the courts. They've removed your courts. They've left you with only one option. They say that the only option you got left is war. Pick a flag. How about we just pick the son of a bitches that are causing all this shit? And I don't know. One day something happens to them. Vigilantism. Individual vigilantism. Who knows? At any rate, Droomer's deadline. I mean, there was a lot of stuff in here. There was some stuff I really wanted to hit. Pressuring the opponents of the program, pressuring Trump not only to avoid defense, but to also to cancel it outright. Now, see, he's got a choice. He can either send Jeff Sessions to defend DACA. DACA, he was going to sign that piece as soon as he got in office, remember? He can either send his attorney general to sign it, or he can do nothing, and it will die under, it'll just go out of, because it has to be renewed, like the War Powers Act, don't you know? You know, another illegal legislative act committed by the executive. At any rate, I thought, he's getting in a tight spot here. It ain't looking good. And, of course, like I said, you know, they declared the second part of DACA has already been declared unconstitutional. So I guess the first part would have to be, being as it was, put in place the same frickin' way. This is all coming. These chickens are coming home to roost. And I did, you know, they might start a goddamn war. But just before World War II, the state of Jefferson, there was people out on the roads with guns out here where I live, getting ready to break away from the state of California and the state of Oregon because they get eaten out their substance. And so, man, when it gets down to that point, they will have a war. But, you know, again, they're facing that dilemma because who in the hell's going to go fight it? If we tell them, you know, screw you. Well, you come to get me to take me to fight the war. Boom, shot you there. I guess that ain't working out for you either. Anyway, it's going to continue to get more and more interesting. And we'll be here. We'll be here listening and talking and figuring it all out. One issue at a time. Anyway, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I lost my paperwork here. Stay tuned with David for, man, what the heck did he call it? It's Time to Break Free, I think is what his program is called. Let me check here. It's Time to Break Free with David Matthew Rock coming up behind us. And that is The Word from the Trenches.